Thanks again to our last panel. And as our next panelists begin to take their seats, I'll give you some brief introductions. They're going to be talking to us today about life after Purdue Pharma. Our first panelist needs no introduction, but I'm going to give him a short one anyway, Mr. Charlie Beckham. Charlie's a partner with Haynes & Boone in Houston. He's more than 40 years experience helping a broad spectrum of clients with bankruptcy and insolvency problems. He's represented numerous debtors, creditors, counterparties, purchasers, and other parties in interest in numerous cases over the years, including in cross-border bankruptcies and insolvency issues in a host of countries. Charlie is board certified in business bankruptcy law by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization and the American Board of Certification. And also we have Professor Pamela Fooey. Professor Fooey is a professor of law at University of Georgia. She specializes in bankruptcy, commercial law, consumer finance, and business law. Her work primarily involves empirical studies of bankruptcy and related parts of the legal system. She is a co-investigator on the Consumer Bankruptcy Project, which is a long-term research project studying persons who file for bankruptcy. Please help me welcome our panel.
Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to be in front of you, especially with Pamela Fooey, who is less well known to you than I am, because we all know that I'm old as dirt and been talking these things for many, many years. But Pamela, anything else you want to say to introduce yourself to the Texas crowd?
I do. Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here, and it's been a wonderful past couple of days. And thank you for having me from Georgia. So I also research in business bankruptcy, and so I thought I'd give you a bit of background about that. Most of my research in that area is also empirical, and I've been running about a 16-year-long study of nonprofits that use Chapter 11 to reorganize. And that is my entree into this area. So my data set includes nonprofits like the Catholic Diocese and Boy Scouts and USA Gymnastics. And as framing, I have written a couple papers, including one with Professor Jonathan Lipson, out of the Purdue Pharma case, as a historical and current perspective, in particular on providing due process to claimants in the cases. Stated differently, about how to give people a voice from the time that the company files at the outset in terms of coming forward and filing claims throughout the process itself, including in the trust if a trust is created. So that's my perspective, which I hopeful is welcome and also will provide something slightly different from what you have heard over the past day or so.
And I'll note that during this presentation, Pamela and I may have disagreements about some of the post-Purdue and pre-Purdue actions. But I also want to take one moment to acknowledge that 25 years ago this week, I was the chair of this conference. And on the Thursday morning that we opened, the news had come in that the stack at Texas A&M had collapsed and that a number of young men and women had perished and been injured in the collapse of the stack, and not knowing exactly what to do, we opened with a prayer and a moment of silence. Fortunately, we don't have that situation today, but I take it as we approach Thanksgiving, just a reminder that we should all be kind to each other. So let's proceed with Tales of Purdue. Notice that it is T-A-I-L-S, because we're looking at what is happening after Purdue. And Pamela and I are going to talk about a number of things. And so we're going to do it in storybook fashion. So gather around, cowboys and cowgirls, and ladies and gentlemen, and debtors and creditors, judges and counsel. Pamela, I will tell you the tales of Purdue. You may have read reports of Purdue, and some of you have maybe even read the Supreme Court opinion